Last summer, Kim and I had the privilege of going on a bus trip to Washington, D.C., to our nation's capital. And it was called a Christian Heritage Tour. And the whole purpose and goal of this bus trip was to take us to our nation's capital in D.C., to the National Mall, and to the Capitol building, to tour our nation's monuments, to show from the Christian point of view, to see that many of our monuments that were placed there and built on the Mall in Washington were inscribed with scripture and references to the heritage of our country being built in faith on God. Many of them forgotten, and many people don't realize it, but a lot of the monuments that were there were inscribed and just full of scripture, paying heritage to the fact that we are a nation that was built upon faith and trust in God. And etched in the stone of each of those monuments on the National Mall and even in the sides of our Capitol building are monuments of stone, memorials of stone built to show that we indeed are one nation under God and our dependence and our reliance is upon Him. For monuments are built to help us to remember something or to honor significant portions or times in our history. And I'm sure many of you have been to the National Mall. And as you look at those monuments, it helps us to remember a significant battle or something important of our history and to honor those who made the sacrifice or contributed in some way to our country's purpose. And that's the purpose of a monument, to help us to remember, to help us to honor. Memorial stones are set up also to honor people. Like to walk through a cemetery and to walk through the cemetery and look at the names of those that are listed there on the memorial stone. And it's a way to remember, to honor the life of someone that was important to us within our family or loved one, or those who have gone on before us. And the words etched on those memorial stone last as an everlasting reminder to us of this contribution that person made and of their importance in our life. In our scripture this morning, Judge Samuel, the last of the judges, was leading the nation of Israel into battle against the Philistines. And God had given them a victory that day. And to remind them of this important time in their history when God was faithful to them, at the end of the battle, it says in verse 12, that he took a stone, an ordinary stone, and set it up and made a memorial on it. And he called it Ebenezer and gave it the name Ebenezer, which meant our God helps, or thus far God has helped us. And it was to be a reminder to the people as they saw that stone set up, and they would, in the years ahead, they would come to Ebenezer and see it. It would remind them of God's faithfulness, of that significant time in their history when God delivered them in battle and brought them victory. And so he set that stone up for a purpose. On this Memorial Day weekend, we remember through the monuments, and we remember those who died to give us freedom. And for us as believers, God has set up for us a memorial stone that he has called Ebenezer, which we call Calvary. And on Calvary, that stands the cross as an everlasting reminder to us of the significance of what Jesus did for us and of the sacrifice that he made for our freedom in Christ. And as we look briefly at this portion this morning, we're going to discover five things that memorial stones do for us and that we learn from this story, because our memorial stone Calvary stands as an everlasting reminder for us that first of battles that were fought and won. As Samuel set up this memorial stone in verse 12, it says he took the stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen, named it Ebenezer, saying, thus far the Lord has helped us, and the Philistines were subdued and did not invade territory again. Every time in the future, from that point on, when Israel would go back and see Ebenezer, it would remind them of battles that were fought, that they won there, that God had given them victory over their enemy. And that monument stood as a reminder to that past battle won. We think of this Memorial Day weekend as we think of the monuments of the memorial stones of our history. We think of the great one in World War II on the National Mall that reminds us a monument to that victory that was won by the greatest generation in World War II. And it stands there as a monument, reminder to battles of the past that were fought and won. But the cross stands as a monument to the battles that were fought and won by Jesus for us. That Jesus went to the cross and he gave his life, giving for us victory over sin, death, and the grave. And we thank the Lord for the physical battles that were secured and won so that we have the freedom to be here. And on this Memorial Day weekend, we celebrate that, don't we? We're thankful for those past battles won. But we have Ebenezer, we have the cross that reminds us of the spiritual battle won for us. That when Jesus said it is finished, that battle was complete. That we now have the promise of victory over sin, of victory over the grave, that Satan's head has been crushed, and we know that someday he will be defeated, so we can continue to press on and run that race with all diligence. That Christ's ultimate battle, and on this Memorial Day weekend, yes, we remember past battles fought and won, but we think of Jesus who won that battle for us. And the monument of Ebenezer also served to remind Israel not only of the battle that they had won physically, but spiritually in our life. That whenever we build those monuments in our life and those times of significant events in the past when God gave us victory, and we look back and we say, God gave me victory over this fear. God gave me victory over this sin and temptation. If he did it for me in the past, you think God can give me victory again in the future. And he can and he will. And it's a reminder of those past times when we were able to walk in victory. That when Satan whispers in our ear and tries to defeat us and trip us up, we can remember that monument of the past and say, I've had those battles won in the past. God can give me victory again in the future. So we remember that memorial stone reminds us of past battles won. But secondly, it reminds us of sacrifices and commitments that have been made. Notice, go with me to verses 9 through 10. It says, as this battle was being conducted, and the Israelites were fighting against the Philistines on the battlefield, it says, Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord, and he cried out to the Lord on Israel's behalf, and the Lord answered him. And while Samuel was sacrificing the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to engage Israel in battle. But that day the Lord thundered with a loud thunder against the Philistines and threw them into such a great panic that they were routed before the Israelites. That monument that was built, that stone that was set up, that was to be a memorial to remind Israel of past sacrifices, of sacrifices that were made and commitments that were made in the past. That as they were out on the battle fighting, Samuel was there offering sacrifices, and that would became a place of sacrifice that anytime people would go back and see that monument of Ebenezer there, remind them of the sacrifices that were made so that they could be free. We think of our own history, of the sacrifices, as we look at the monuments, of that great monument of the Pennsylvania Monument at Gettysburg, reminding us of the sacrifices that were made, of those that laid their life down in that battle, to preserve the history, to preserve the unity of our nation, that it wouldn't be torn apart, and for those that sacrificed for freedom. And then in the World War II Memorial, it even says right there the price of freedom and all the gold stars representing those who died during the World War II battle to secure the freedom and liberty that we have. The monuments remind us of those sacrifices. Or on the National Mall was the Korean Memorial that reminds us of those who died in that conflict as well. Going a little farther from that, the wall, were the names of all those inscribed in the Vietnam conflict. And coming up to more recent times, Flight 93. But all those monuments serve to remind us of those who died, the sacrifices made for our physical freedom. But more importantly is this one, the cross, that reminds us of our spiritual freedom in Jesus, that he died, sacrificed his life, that we could be set free from sin, that we could be redeemed. And so that monument serves to remember the sacrifices of the past, but also our own sacrifice, that Jesus said that every day we are to deny ourselves, take up that cross, and to follow him, and to live our life in self-denial and sacrifice daily. So on this Memorial Day, as we think of the sacrifices made for our freedom, we thank the Lord for those who died that we can be here. And we thank the Lord for Jesus who died for us, and that we are to live for him. Ebenezer stood to remind them of the sacrifices that were made at that place so that they could be free. Third, memorial stones remind us that healing and restoration can be found in him. And this is good news, and I love this, that every time that they looked, would go back to Ebenezer, they would be reminded of the fact that God heals and God restores. And that's good news. And you say, but Dan, where do you get this? Well, turn with me back a couple chapters to chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 1. And here, this wasn't the first battle that occurred at Ebenezer where Samuel was setting up this monument. That's part of the reason why he did it, was because of this as well. In chapter 4, verse 1, it says, the Israelites went to fight against the Philistines. This was another battle that occurred there previously. And the Philistines camped at where? It says Ebenezer. And the Philistines at Aphek. And the Philistines deployed their forces to meet Israel. And as the battle spread out, Israel was defeated by the Philistines, who killed about 4,000 of them on the battlefield. And the soldiers returned to camp, and the elders of Israel asked, why did the Lord bring defeat upon us? They were defeated, so as the battle continued, they thought, well, we're going to bring the Ark of the Covenant. Maybe if we bring the Ark of the Covenant into battle with us, God will bring us victory. So they decided to do that. And they brought the Ark of the Covenant. Drop down with me. Drop down with me a couple verses. To verse 10. It says, so the Philistines fought, and the Israelites were defeated, and everyone fled into his own tent. And the slaughter was very great, and Israel lost 30,000 foot soldiers, and the Ark of God was captured, and Eli's two sons, the priest, had died. So on that spot, in Ebenezer, where Samuel built this monument, Israel had been soundly defeated before. They had lost in battle, and the Ark of God was captured, and their whole spirit sank. In fact, later on in this verse, when the news came back, this chapter, when the news came back to Eli the priest, that his sons were killed, and the Ark of God was captured, he fell off and died. He had a heart attack and died. But his daughter-in-law gave birth to a son, and she named him Ichabod, meaning the glory of God has departed from Israel. And it was a dark day, and they thought all the hope was gone. The Ark of God had been captured. The priest died. The people were soundly defeated. And now later on in the same spot, they have a battle and they win. And what's that show? That God restores and brings healing. That every time that they would look at that monument of Ebenezer, they would be remembered that God gives us second chances. Aren't you thankful he does? That he gives us a second chance, and he gives us a redo, and he gives us a new start. And Ebenezer reminded him of that. We think of the monuments that show us that healing and restoration can be found. We think of the one in Gettysburg. This is the Gettysburg Address Memorial, where Lincoln gave his famous Gettysburg Address. And in that address, remember, he said, a new birth of freedom, a new hope. And it reminds us of that healing and restoration, that the battles that were won there was so that the nation could be healed and restored. But ultimately, it's the cross that brings us that place of healing and restoration. And this morning, if your soul is hurting, if you failed at one particular thing or another, know that there's healing and restoration. When we feel defeated, when we feel pressed down, healing and restoration is found in Him. And the cross reminds us of that. Aren't you thankful for that good news? It's that second chance. Ebenezer stood as a monument to remind Israel that God restores, that God gives hope. And fourth, memorial stones remind us where our help comes from. Back to verse 12. When he built the stone, he set it up and he named it Ebenezer, saying, "Thus far has God helped us," or it means stone of help, literally. That was what Ebenezer meant, stone of help. It was to remind them that where their help came from, that our help comes from the Lord, who is the creator of heaven and earth. And every time Israel would see that, it would remind them that God was their helper, and it was through him they won that battle. Psalm 33, the scripture that I read at the beginning of this service, said that God, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and a horse is a vain thing for safety, because no king is saved by the size of his army. Our hope and our strength as a nation is as great as our military are, and we're thankful for them, but our strength lies in our Lord. And he is our helper, and he is the one where it comes from. The same personally in our life, that our strength comes from our God, who is our helper. Many verses here. Psalm 18, verse 6. Psalm 34, verse 6. Psalm 46, verse 1, that God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Psalm 121, 1 says that the Lord, where does our help come from? And the answer says our help comes from the Lord. And in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, it says that the Lord, the Spirit, helps us in our times of weakness. That when we don't know how to pray, we don't know what to say, that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us on our behalf. Because he is our helper. Our help comes from him. But the memorial stones remind us of that. Just as the monument of the Washington Monument, built in the center of them all, the tallest of all of them, built in honor of our first president, at the very top of the capstone of the Washington Monument is a phrase written in Latin, Dux Deo, Lowest Deo, which means praise be to God. And it was stood there in the middle of the National Monument to remind our nation that the praise, glory, honor is to go to him, that he is to be our helper, and he is our defender. And that is inscribed in the very top of the Washington Monument by those who built it to remind us that that's where our praise, that's where our hope, and that's where our strength as a great nation lies. And of course, the cross, again, reminds us that Jesus, and very faintly you can see Jesus there as we bow before him, that he is our helper, he is our strength. And on this Memorial Day, we remember that, the memorial stones reminding us where our help comes from. Ebenezer stood to remind them of battles fought and won, of sacrifices that had been made, of healing and restoration that is found in him, and that our help comes from him alone. But fourth, memorial stones serve to remind us where our allegiance is to be placed and where our true allegiance is to go and what our trust is to be in. Verses 7 through 9 says that when the Philistines heard that Israel had assembled at Mizpah, the rulers of Philistines came up to attack them. And when all the Israelites heard of it, they were afraid because of the Philistines. And they were afraid because they had just been defeated before. So they said to Samuel in verse 8, "Do not stop crying out to the Lord our God for us, that he may rescue us from the hand of the Philistines." Then Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. And he cried out to the Lord on Israel's behalf, and the Lord answered him. And when he built that monument, it was to remind Israel that he cried out to the Lord, that they cried out to his help, to him for help. And they never stopped crying out to him. And it was to remind them where their allegiance was to be placed. That the only hope they had for victory was in the Lord. And our allegiance is to be placed in Christ. And the stones remind us of that. Engraved in the top of our white, in the Capitol building and the House chamber. And Kim and I got to see this when we went on that tour that day. Over the speaker's chair is those words engraved in the stone, "In God we trust." Right over the speaker where he sits to remind the legislatures every day they look at that is to remind them where our true allegiance is to be. Us as individuals, where our hope is to be, that in God is our trust, that he is the one that we pledge our full allegiance and devotion to. He is the one that we serve. And as the speaker looks forward, as he stands in that chair or sits in that chair and looks forward, the only thing he sees straight ahead of him is Moses looking directly back at him. And it's so engraved, that was scribed that way in the wall of the House chamber, that the only full face of the lawgiver given was Moses. And then Moses looks straight into the speaker's eyes. And he is reminding us again, it was built that way to remind us that the law of God is to be the foundation of our country. That our allegiance is to be built on him. And again, the cross reminding us of that. That Jesus, as he died, were to take up that cross and to follow him each day. So on this Memorial Day weekend, we honor those who died, who made the commitment, and we remember the great monuments of our history, of all those battles won, of the sacrifices made. And we give thanks for those. But it points us to Jesus, the ultimate one who gave the sacrifice for us. And as Samuel built that stone of Ebenezer and set it up as that everlasting memorial for Israel, so the cross stands as that memorial to us. That the cross is our statue of liberty, reminding us of what Jesus did, of the battle that he fought and won for us, of the sacrifice that he made, that healing and restoration we find through him, that our help comes from him alone, and that he is where our allegiance is to be placed and our trust is in him. And as we do that, we are blessed, and that's where our strength lies. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and those he's chosen for his inheritance. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the cross that stands as our reminder of our memorial everlasting of what Jesus did for us, of who you are, and of the sacrifice that was made for our freedom. And that healing and restoration is possible there because of you and what you've done for us. And Lord, that it reminds us that that is where our allegiance is to be placed, that we are to take up our cross, your cross, and to follow and deny ourselves and to follow you each day. Thanking you, Lord, that the victory was won there for us, that when you said it is finished, the battle was over. And you have secured for us victory over death and the grave and over our evil one, over Satan. And Lord, you have promised that someday you will come again and that ultimate victory is won. So Father, thank you for that and for the sacrifice that was made for our freedom from sin, that we could be set free from its power and its penalty. And Lord, we thank you on this Memorial Day weekend again for those who made sacrifices for our physical freedom, that we can be here today. So we honor their sacrifice as we honor your sacrifice, thanking you for what you've done and for the privilege we have to be your follower. Lord, thank you for being our helper, that our help alone comes from the Lord. You are our creator. You are our strength. And Lord, we turn to you each day for the help we need to deal with the many things we face in life and the challenges even that are ahead of us this week. When we get, Lord, those bad doctor's reports, or we get those times of uncertainty or financial hardship, you remind us again through the cross that you are our helper. You are our provider. You are our strength, and our trust is in you. So, Father, thank you for who you are and what you've done for us. And we commit ourselves again to you as your followers as we live for you each day. And we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.